The Tigers squaring off with the Twins in Minnesota. Andrew Romine trying to become the fifth player in Major League history to play all nine positions in one game. Let's see how it goes. First inning, Buck Farmer facing Zach Granen.
And the 3-2 pitch is flared to left field. That ball sinking but slicing and caught by Romine. He makes the play in left for out number one. Danny, we begin by saying Romine in left, but that will change as we move along tonight. Birthday 2 days ago, he is now 26 years old, and the pitch is swinging a slicing fly ball left center field, but playable for Romine. As Maurer will not tag, will hold in second base, Romine gets it back in. So Rosario flies out to deep left, two down.
Sluggers steps and delivers, line drive, base hit left field. And they're gonna wave Jones around. Rosario, strong arm, throw is high off the mark. Throw back down to second, and Adrianza misses it. And it's going to go out into center field. Candelario is going to end up at third base on a single to left field. And I believe they're going to charge Castro with an error. And Adrianza, he already made one error. That was a good enough throw. He's got to catch that ball. Good play by Castro. Come off the bag.
And now Granick, ground ball fair to third and now into left field. Adrianza heading home. He'll score. Granite knocks in a run. It's a one-run game, 3-2 Tigers. And the 3-1 pitch, he swings and grounds one to third. Sano jogging up the line. Candelario fields and throws him out for out number one. San Miguel grounds out to third. Brad Ausmus at the top step of the dugout. And here he comes, and he has flipped, or been flipped, a catcher's glove.
That's a first baseman's glove.
All right, first baseman's glove. That makes sense. He's going to walk towards the mound. So Romine will be done pitching. And the pitch, ground ball right side. It's gobbled up by Romine. Fitting that he makes the last play. And Andrew Romine, after playing all nine positions, records the game's final out.
The Twins come up short against the Tigers. Manager Paul Molitor spoke after.
Like I said, I think it's one of those things that has been very rare in the game. And you know, I don't know him particularly well, but I have watched him play through the years, and this guy seems like a really good pro, and he's prided himself in keeping himself around this game by being versatile, and I guess that was a way to showcase that. The game itself, I thought Sluggers did a really nice job considering his layoff. You know, we basically gave him five outs in the inning where they scored a couple of runs, which is tough to overcome, and yet he minimized it. And actually, it was only one, I think, in that particular inning. And, you know, offensively, we didn't have a lot of opportunities. You know, some of the at-bats were, I thought, pretty good along the way. Joe in the first inning, that was a typical 10-pitch walk and all those type of things. But we got the guys' work that we felt like we needed to today. And, you know, like I told you yesterday, I'm trying to win, but it didn't work out in that regard. It was good to get Perk in the game. Obviously, I want to get him in here. I want to get him here one of these last couple of games this weekend. I'm not sure how it's going to proceed. You know, we're still talking about roster things as we finalize after the game tomorrow. But it was good. It just worked out. The moment was right. And two outs in the ninth. He's been there before, so that was good.
Could you see the emotion in him, especially when he came off?
Yeah. You know, even coming in, you know, I'm sure there's a lot going through his head, everything he's been through, everything he's accomplished. And emotion's good. It tells you that you've experienced a lot. And when it floods out, I think those are moments that are special. It shows the humanization of our game and proud of him. He did a lot of work to get himself back in that position to take a major league mound here over the last couple of months.
Twins pitcher Glenn Perkins emotional after the game, realizing it could be his final appearance with the Twins.
That was a cool moment. And if that's it, I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
Were you feeling this way jogging in?
Yeah. Yeah, this was harder than when I came back. You know, everything that I put into it to get back here. And, you know, I'm just thankful for the opportunity to be able to get out there one more time if that's it. And, you know, the support that I've had from the guys in this clubhouse has been unbelievable. And I couldn't have done it without any of those guys. You know, all the people that helped me along the way and just continued to support me and making me feel like I was a part of it, even though I really haven't been. You know, so hats off to them too.
What about the fan reaction too? Being able to come into your closer music and have the fans get into it like the way they did?
I guess I've been conditioned to not notice that. I appreciate it if that's what happened. I think I was just trying not to I wanted to be able to get the guy out. I guess I was able to focus enough on running out there and putting one foot in front of the other and getting out on the mound and keeping my emotions in check until I got the out.
Up next, the Twins wrap up the regular season on Sunday with Bartolo Colon on the hill.